Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, your host. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And I'm joined today by my good friend, my business partner, the co-founder of SpeakersPathway.com, Dandy Don McGrath. And Dandy Don, the thing I love most about doing this show is that we have friends on as guests. We had one last week and we got one this week, don't we, sir?
We absolutely do, and the guests are what make the show. You and I, Jim, are just we're here to have them make us look good, right?
They really do. In fact, the gentleman we got on today, he was number six last year on our top 10 list, and he made us look real good. And I'm just so thankful to have him on again. And last week we had Robert W. Jones on. He's one of our joint venture partners out in Phoenix, Arizona, with Network Together. .net And Robert, oh my goodness gracious, he's just a joy for us to know, isn't he, Don?
Absolutely. That was a great show last week. Had a lot of fun with Robert.
We really did. In fact, he said, this is the best show we've ever done. I said, well, that's because you're here. But today, we've got a gentleman that's got a lot of experience, and he's going to share a lot of information with you. Talk about a nicety to know. This is a must to know. And Don, if you'd be so kind as to invite Rick to the show and open him up and let him just start sharing some words of wisdom with us, please.
Absolutely. And Rick has been associated with absolutely huge brands, you know, household names like GoPro and George Foreman Grill. And so welcome to the show, Rick.
Hey, thanks. It's great to be here, and I really appreciate both you guys having me back again. It's an honor and a privilege.
Well, thank you, sir. You made us look real good on your last show, and the information you were sharing with some of the people there, we're going to build on that because, first of all, I want to share with everyone Rick's website. It's R-I-C-K. His last name is Cesari. CESARI.com. That's RICKCESARI.com. And in addition to all the things you've done, Rick, you've written how many books? Three or four?
This was actually my third book, the video persuasion book that we were talking about a little bit on the last show. Mm-hmm. But it's the first one that I did solely on my own without a co-author and self-published it. And so far it's been working out great. And, you know, thanks to shows like yours, when it first launched, the book came out and it was number one in a couple categories on Amazon and sales have remained strong. So wanted to thank you guys for the help on the first interview that you did with me.
Well, you're more than welcome, because if there's anything that we could do to help you there, I mean, it's our pleasure. And Dandy Don, you've also written some books. So when he said he wrote a book without any co-author, I know you can appreciate that, can't you, sir?
I certainly can. I know what it takes to write a book. And about half the people I meet when they find out that I've written books says they want to write a book, but only 0.1% of people actually do it. So I my hat's off to you. I know the hard work and dedication that goes into that, Rick.
That's true. And you know what they say, everybody has at least one good book inside of them.
Yeah, that's true. I've heard that, and I really like that. And I've written a few pamphlets, but you know, to be honest, and I'm going to do a video, and I'll send you a copy of that, Rick. It has to do with dogs and what I've been through and everything. But I wanted to, you know, remind people that we've all heard the phrase, that a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, a video is worth a thousand pictures. And when you use that in the correct way, my goodness, Rick, that is really powerful, isn't it, sir?
Yes, sir. And it is very powerful. You know, there's some great statistics out there. But one of the ones I like to mention, which ties right into what you just said, is viewers retain 95% of a message when they watch it in a video compared to only 10% when reading it in a text format. And so it's one of the reasons that video is so powerful. And I'm such a big advocate of it. Besides all the success I've had in the past using video to help market products direct to the consumer, with, you know, all the online business and e-commerce, there's so much place for video now in your marketing, in your e-commerce, in your social media, your brand building, just all sorts of areas where video is a really powerful way to deliver messages.
It really is, because, Don, I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm looking at some instructions or trying to figure out how to do something and I'm reading it, I will sometimes go to YouTube and I want to see a visual of that thing. Do you ever do something like that, Don?
Oh, yeah. I bought a garbage disposal. I was going to replace the garbage disposal in one of our houses. And I went over there and I looked at it and I looked at the instructions. I said, YouTube. Went on YouTube, and like less than a minute, I knew exactly what to do. So yeah, we learned so much. We engage, it engages so many more senses.
It really does. And you know, video is extremely important in helping to build your business, because you can be able to get your message across, because speaking is one of the things that we do at speakerspathway.com. We emphasize speaking is very, very critical, not for just the physical stage we normally think of, but also the virtual stage when you do a video about your product, about your service, about who you are. Speaking is very critical, isn't it, Don?
It is. It's how you reach many people. And one thing I love about video is, Rick, it's never been easier, has it?
No, you know, it's really funny. The technology, it's one of the benefits we get with the, you know, the increase in technology. The little cell phone that you hold in your hand is more powerful from the camera perspective than things we were using 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago that would cost $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. Now your iPhone is a better and more powerful way to make video than it used to be. So technology has allowed us to really create video very quickly, very simply, where that ability wasn't there before. So really, there's not a lot of reason not to start using video if you aren't.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because one of the things that Dandy, Don, and I, we teach people and we encourage them is that if they're going to make a video, or if they're going to do, you know, whatever it is they're going to do, go ahead and do it. Don't try to do it perfectly. You're not going to be perfect the first time. There's always room for improvement. Seek self-improvement. But like you say, Rick, I mean, you know, a video is so important in growing your business. And you can always change it. You can always update it. You can always perfect it, but get it out there. That's one of the most important things. Just pop that clutch and go, right?
Yeah. I have to apologize. I wanted to mention, you guys, you know, I live in Seattle, and when we did our first interview, I was doing it from my office in Seattle. I'm down visiting my wife's family in Mexico City. And
wow.
Sometimes the connection isn't as clear, so I apologize if there's any interruption in the interview, but I'm catching the majority of it, so I just wanted to let your listeners know that's what's happening if there's any interruption in the interview.
Hey, that's fine. We haven't noticed anything, at least I haven't, and it's really unique and very great. This is all part of how great and how easy it is to do things, because we utilize Skype here on the TogiNet radio system, and I'm in Brenham, Texas, and Dandy Don McGrath is in Colorado Springs, and Rick's down in Mexico with his wife's family, And the radio station is in Tyler, Texas. And I want to give a shout out to the owner, Scott Frazier of Toganet Radio. I know he's been sick too. Bless his heart. He's had a bad case of the shingles. And Scott, if you're listening to us, you know, just want to say hello to you, brother. We're thinking of you, and we hope you get the feeling better, because a lot of people, you know, this time of year, we got to, you know, we're dealing with some things. And Dandy Don, I'm just so glad to be here with you today and with Rick, and so glad to be feeling better. I'm so thankful for that, you know, and I know a lot of people are suffering right now.
Nothing makes you appreciate your health than getting sick.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking with Rick as we come getting ready to prepare for our commercial break. But he's going to share with us the three types of videos that are the most effective. Don, I don't know about you, because I don't know what those are, but I'm really excited to hear about that. How about you?
I'm super excited. There's always an opportunity to learn. In fact, I think the last time you were on, Rick, I think I was on a climbing trip and I had connectivity problems. So I think I missed the show. So I'm actually very excited to be on the show with you. This is the first time that we're getting to connect on the show.
Well, that's awesome. I want to hear a little bit more about your climbing. I used to do that quite a bit, and actually climbed Mount McKinley up in Alaska a couple years ago.
Wow, that's a big objective.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's for my 50th birthday.
Wow. You know, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, let these climbers talk about their climbing a little bit, because it's very interesting, because I tell people sometimes during the week I can't get in touch with Dandy Don because he lives in Colorado Springs. He likes to go out there in the boonies and get high. He's a rock climber, and he's got a podcast. We're going to talk a little bit about that after we come back from break. And I'll tell you right, that's for 50 and over, isn't it, Don, your podcast?
It's for 40 and over.
40 and
climbers
over. Okay.
Who are climbing lifers.
Oh, man, that's fantastic. And you've done how many episodes? We're going to give you a chance.
We've done about 8 episodes.
Have you really?
Yeah.
And the response on that as far as the climbers?
Fantastic. People absolutely love it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, because there's climbing gyms there and everything. And there's a lot of things about climbing I've learned. But we'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Have you heard? The pages of American Patchwork and Quilting magazine come to life on our new weekly online radio show, American Patchwork and Quilting. Join Pat Sloan, our blogging and quilt designer host, as she talks about the latest trends, ideas, and inspirations. Her guests include quilt pattern designers, authors, quilt shop owners, and our editors, all quilters just like you. Call in with your questions. Get quilting tips from industry experts. Learn about free patterns. Hear behind-the-scenes stories from our magazines, American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilt Sampler, and Quilts and More. Get the scoop on free stuff and find out more about the best independent quilt shops in North America. To listen to a live show, tune in Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Just log on to allpeoplequilt.com/radio. To hear past shows, go to iTunes and search for American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. We hope you'll join us, because we know that quilting changes everything.
Thank you. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, your host. That Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And I'm joined by my good friend. He's my co-host, and I'm his co-host. So together we just co-host along, as the old saying goes. Dandy Don McGrath. And Dandy Don, we're visiting with Rick Cesari. And I'm telling you, when he started talking about climbing Mount McKinley and you being a climber and you've written a book, 50 over 50, what's the name of that book again?
Athletes 50, over 50? Yeah, 50 athletes over 50. And like I say, I've written six books, but four good ones. The other, you know, a couple of stinkers.
It takes a while,
you know,
to get at it.
Everybody has to have a couple of stinkers, I guess, right? But yeah, my first book actually was 50 Athletes Over 50. So we were chatting with Rick a little bit because he did Mount McKinley for, which is a big objective. If people aren't familiar with it, it's a big objective for his 50th birthday. So absolutely fantastic stuff, Rick.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's just real quick, interesting backstory. When I was running my agency in Seattle, I hired a guy who was a guide for Rainier Mountaineering, because, you know, Mount Rainier is just outside of Seattle. And he had actually summited Mount Rainier like 95 times being a guide. And he's the one that actually got me into mountain climbing. And that was kind of the first one I did. And then, you know, started doing lots of other ones before I made it up to Alaska to climb Denali. But it was real. We could spend a whole show talking about that, which would be fun. Maybe we could do that sometime.
That's really amazing, because I know there's a lot of climbing gyms around. So, and Don, you've got a podcast of 40 and over about people that like to climb, rock climbers and things of that nature. It's going very well. How can someone listen to your podcast, Don?
Lots of ways. I actually do the recording live stream on Facebook. So if you're a Facebooker, you can find it on Climbing Lifer. So just look up Climbing Lifer. It'll bring you to the Facebook page. You'll see all the live streams, and you can find it on iTunes and on Apple Podcast as Climbing Lifer, and or Podbean. It's all over the place. Or I also have a website where I'm also featuring the video as well as the audio podcast, climbinglifer.com.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that, because I didn't realize that they were actually climbing gyms around until I met you, Dandy. I mean, so people don't have to go out into the boonies to practice their climbing, do they?
No, I've got one five minutes from my house. It just opened up and I couldn't be happier. It's 5 minutes away. I can go there and get a couple hours of workout. And it's absolutely fantastic. It's a great – for anyone who is looking for maybe a different kind of exercise, or I know this time of year many of us are thinking, hey, you know, I like to get more exercise, look around your city, look around your town, and see if there's a climbing gym. Maybe it's the kind of exercise that's going to grip you like it has gripped me.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. And, Rick, I know that you're an avid climber and you really enjoyed it. But I want to shift gears here and get back to what I promised the folks that's listening in. The three types of videos that are the most effective. Rick, would you be so kind as to share that with us, please, sir?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jim. And, you know, the videos that I'm going to talk about, the statistics were compiled by HubSpot, which is a big email marketing video platform. And the three types of videos really are – first, something called a tutorial video, and that really is just like a how-to video. And they're talking about the popularity of the videos on YouTube. So these days, if you want to learn how to do anything, you have a question about how to use any product, there's usually a video that exists on YouTube. So tutorial videos are something that's very important. If you're selling a product through e-commerce, it's important to have the tutorial video, which is kind of just like a video instruction guide, which tells people how to use a product. The next type of video that is the most engaging is actually a demonstration video. And a demonstration video is exactly what it says. It demonstrates how the product or service that you're selling is used. And the difference between the tutorial video and the demonstration video is the demonstration really talks about the benefits to the end user of using your product. And, you know, I tell people there's five easy steps to make a great demonstration video. One, introduce your product. Two, demonstrate the product. Three, focus on the benefits. Four, use authentic testimonials, which we'll talk about in a minute. And then the five at the end, always include a CTA or call to action where you give the viewer what you want them to do as next step. Go to your website for more information, buy the product, whatever type of offer you have. And then the third type of video is my favorite and what I think is the most powerful marketing tool, and that's just simply testimonial videos. And the reason I think they're the most powerful, I've used those in all the different types of marketing. You guys mentioned some of the products earlier, the brands I've worked with and helped build. But really the centerpiece to that was having really great authentic testimonial videos and you know, how you can get those, I talk a lot about in my book. But I feel like if you have those three types of videos on your e-commerce website, you'll be miles ahead of a lot of other people that are trying to sell products online.
Well, that's really amazing. I had never really thought about that. But you know, Danny, he's right, because if you're listening about a product and three or four people endorse it and they talk about how great it is, or if you're like me and you're shopping and you see something that says was advertised on TV, how does that make you feel?
I get connected to it, right? Mm-hmm. And when I hear testimonials, I start seeing myself having that experience. So yeah, I mean, that's the way our brains work. So yeah, testimonials. So Rick, tell us a little bit more about, you know, you said you have it in your book, but share with us maybe one tip about getting good testimonials.
Well, I think the most important thing is, and I've seen people try to fake it where they'll hire an actor and you know, write some lines. When I'm talking about testimonials, these are actually real customers that have used a product or a service. And there's two different ways that are very easy to get them. If you're already doing e-commerce, you're selling product direct to consumer, you have an email address. Basically, I tell people to reach out directly to their customers and ask them if they would mind doing a video testimonial. And a lot of companies don't even think to do this or ask their customers to be a testimonial. And I found that people, if they like your product or service, are very receptive to doing it. Now, another great way to get great product testimonials or go to a trade show. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about a client of mine that both of you guys know, a guy named Gordon Bond from Bond Arms.
And oh, yeah.
I've helped his company with doing a lot of video marketing. But one of the things we did is Gordon does a lot of trade shows around the country to talk about his products. And so I went to one of the trade shows. It was called the SHOT Show in Las Vegas. And just brought a video camera. And over the course of 2 days, we must have interviewed 100 people that had been using his products. And we had so many great testimonials that we could then utilize on his website. But then we went a step further and actually made a TV commercial, which ran on the Outdoor Network and the Sportsman Network. And it's really helped his business grow quite a bit. And just a really simple way of using video to help grow the business.
That's really amazing. And Don and I, Don and Gordon, we all met at the same time. And Gordon is a top-notch guy. He's got a great company. He makes these little derringers. And his website is bondarms.com, BONDARMS.com. And tell him that Dandy Don and Jim sent you there, and he won't charge you anymore. I promise you that.
And if you go there and you see some of the videos, you'll see some of the videos I helped Gordon make. And I met Gordon when I was doing the keynote talk at the Dan Kennedy's GKIC conference for small businesses. And Gordon came up to me afterwards and kind of liked what I was talking about and asked about working together. And we've been friends ever since. That was about 4 years ago. And he's a great guy, just like you guys. Must be something about Texas and Colorado. All the people are really nice.
Yeah, I tell you, it's amazing because to have Gordon as a friend is really an honor. And of course, Dandy Don and I, having you as our friend, it's really an honor. And sharing information, that's really what we do here at the Your Future Is Now here on the show. We provide infotainment because we realize that when people are tuning in and listening, they're wanting to find something that can actually help them and help them change their life. And Dandy Don, to be a part of that, that truly is an honor, isn't it, sir?
It is. We had one of our members recently get booked on this whole speaking series in different cities around the country. And she called me up after that happened and she was like, I can't thank you guys enough for what you've done. And that just, it's like all the late nights, all the hard work, it just makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, you know who, actually, I don't know if we talked about this on the last episode, Jim, but a friend of mine who I think you guys know, Dustin Matthews, is mm-hmm. who actually referred me to you guys and introduced us by email. And yeah. Dustin's a great guy and has a podcast that he does now, too, and another great person that we know jointly. I also wanted to mention real quick, Dandy Don. That's the nickname of my favorite quarterback growing up, Dandy Don Meredith from the Dallas Cowboys. You have to be a little bit older to remember who he was, but I used to like watching the Cowboys back then.
Oh, yeah, and he was a great Monday night. He gave a down-to-earth description of what was – he understood the game being a quarterback, obviously, with the Dallas Cowboy. But he also had that very unique down-home style of explaining it for the average person. You mentioned Dustin Matthews. Dustin is a real good friend of mine and Don. In fact, if you go to speakerspathway.com, you will see that Dustin Matthews, we've been honored to have him join us as one of our executive training directors. That's the quality of training that we put on. And Dandy Don, I tell you, we're just honored to, we just surround ourselves with good quality people and sharing this information with others. And that's really, it's just it's an honor. It's just putting it, it's not even doing it justice, is it?
Yeah. It is not. And I remember I took just Dustin's course about the podcast launch when I did my podcast. So I'm learning. I'm a student of Dustin's.
Yeah, I just was reading something on Facebook this morning. It was a message from Dustin that he's celebrating his third year of doing the podcast.
Yes, he is. We'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's merging and heard.
Which U.S. state would you guess has the fastest talkers? Recent research by analytics company Marchex revealed that the nation's fastest talkers come from Oregon, Minnesota, Massachusetts, Kansas, and Iowa. What about New York, you ask? New York ranked near the bottom at 38, but New Yorkers do use more words. A New Yorker will use 62% more words than someone from Iowa who have the same basic conversation. What's another word for fast talking? Tachylia. America's slow-spoken or tardiloquent talkers were from North Carolina, Alabama, South Carolina, Louisiana, and Mississippi. What's a word for someone who likes to say the same thing over and over? A batologist.
It's Martin Davidson.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Let's see here. Last time you were on the show, you had just got back. Oh, we're at tunes now. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And with me, I have Dandy Don McGrath. He is the co-founder and my business partner, good friend with SpeakersPathway.com. And we have some complimentary gifts there, don't we, sir?
We absolutely do. If you go to SpeakersPathway.com, and right in the middle of the page, you can't miss it, complimentary gifts. And that will bring you to a page. It shows our executive training director team, and every single one of them is going to give you a gift. So all you have to do is scroll down the page. For example, Dr. Sony Jackson is offering her content checklist for converting strangers into clients. Okay, so she's a marketing master. So click, go next to her beautiful face and click on the Get Free Gift and download her offering.
Thank you, Dandy Don. And today we've got Mr. Rick Cesari on us with our guest. And his website is Rick Cesari. It's RickCesari.com. He is a marketing guru. He's been doing it for over 25 years. He's an author. He's a keynote speaker. He's a specialist in direct response video marketing, because if you make a video, you definitely don't want to do it for the experience. You want a response. Isn't that right, Dandy?
Absolutely. That's why we do these things, right? And it has to be done the right way. So, Rick, on the break, we were talking about being your own spokesperson. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. First, I want to say I think it's great that you guys give away such great free information. I think it's just a really big benefit to your listeners. And you had mentioned my website. I give away a free thing, the three most popular types of video, which we talked about earlier, but I go into a lot of depth on how you can use it in your business to help your business grow. And, you know, one of the chapters in my book, Video Persuasion, is actually called that, Be Your Own Spokesperson, because I believe that that's probably the best way to promote any business is if the founder, inventor, whoever's responsible for the business, you know, is the person who's the spokesperson. And yet a lot of people are afraid to do it because they don't think they have good speaking skills, or they might be afraid of being in front of the camera. But Jim, you mentioned it earlier in this episode that nobody is perfect when they first step in front of the camera. But as you start to do it, you get better and better, just like anything else. Nobody can walk onto a tennis court and be a really good tennis player. It takes a little bit of practice. But the thing is, it doesn't matter if you make mistakes, because I believe that the authenticity of you being the actual spokesperson is the biggest benefit, and people will respond to that. And I have a good example. I do consulting with a very large Amazon seller. They do over 30 million a year. They're like top 200 in Amazon sellers. It's a company called Pluggable. And the founder of the company, Bernie Thompson, is a computer engineer, not somebody that you would think would be, you know, good in front of the camera. But every time he introduces a new product, he makes a YouTube video and puts it online. And he credits this with one of the steps that's really helped his business grow and be successful on Amazon because of his messaging and the videos that he does. And it doesn't matter the size of your business. I just tell everybody that you should be your own spokesperson, because it brings a lot of marketing benefits.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. And one of the things that Dandy, Don, and I, we encourage people, and that is be yourself, be authentic. And, you know, I know one guy in particular, many years ago, he made a video for his company, and he's just a comical individual. And he made a comical because that's who he is. And it was fun to watch. And that's very, very important to be yourself and, you know, just be authentic. And if you make a mistake, just like I don't know how many times I make mistakes during a live show, but I don't worry about it, do I, Dandy?
No, I mean, that's kind of who we are. Now, if you go back, you know, 10, 15 years ago, making a video was a very expensive proposition. So a lot more had to go into it. Now you can put your phone in front of you and go live and be reaching thousands of people. And one thing I see, Rick, and I'd like to hear your thoughts on this, but I've done it myself where the first time I went live, I was absolutely terrified. I sat there in front of the phone, like my hand hovering over the button. And
you call that a deer in the headlights.
Yeah, right. You're like, and so any tips to get over that?
Yeah, you know, that's great. And, you know, it's funny because you mentioned that, and I can totally relate to that, because when I was doing the book launch, somebody said, hey, it's good to start doing Facebook Lives. And I'm usually the guy behind the camera, you know, directing the video or whatever. And I'm not used to being the spokesperson in front of the camera. And I had that same exact experience as you did, Don, where I started the first Facebook Live. And I was like, you know, stumbling over what I was going to say. But I have to tell you, I started doing them every Friday morning, and eventually they got better. And, you know, I don't think there's an easy way necessarily, except to do a little bit of practicing. And I always draw a lot of parallels between making video and you guys talk about speaking from the stage. And nobody can get up on the stage and give their very first talk and do it perfectly. And it's the same type of thing. Matter of fact, I recommend to people a book, and I'm sure you guys have heard about it, I read in my 20s, called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And
yes.
Dale gives a very simple formula for giving a speech, and that is tell them what you're going to say it, and tell them what you said. And believe it or not, I use that in making videos. And you can think about that if you're going to be a spokesperson and you're thinking about what to say. It's an easy way to craft a message. But you know, there's no easy shortcut necessarily, Don, to you know, being good at it, except just getting out there and doing it. And like you said, it used to be very expensive to go through that learning process. Now with social media and the technology we have with cell phones, it's a lot easier.
It really is. And, you know, like, I know that Dandy, Don, and I, we talk to people about speaking, and whether you're going to be your own spokesperson on a video, if you're speaking on the virtual stage there, the principles are the same. It's not what you want to say, it's what will be a benefit to the people that's listening, and what is it that they want to hear. If you approach it from that angle, and you're authentic, and you're sincere, that's about 90% of the battle, isn't it, Dandy? Would you agree with that? Or
it is getting clear on your message, who you're going to help. You know, Jim, we talk a lot. When we started Speakers Pathway, we would meet a lot of speakers who, I got a great story. and the thing is, no one really cares about your story. They care about the problem you solve for them. So that's one of the keys we feel is, what problem do you solve for people?
Yeah. Yep.
And you can translate. That translates perfectly if people are thinking like, well, what video should I make, or how should I make a video? If they think of it in those exact same terms, then they'll be creating successful video, because the viewer will be interested in what you have to say and the problem you're solving.
It really can. And one of the things that I like about what you talk about, Rick, you talk about how a video can help you build your brand. That's very, very important, because your video, your brand, your message, everything has to be congruent, doesn't it, sir?
Yes, it should be. Again, I talk a lot about that in the book, Video Persuasion. You can find on Amazon. But I was talking to you guys at the break about, the video. We did all the television marketing for the GoPro camera. And that was a company, if you think about it, that was – it's a camera company, obviously, but it was a camera designed for initially extreme athletes, snowboarders, mountain bikers, people jumping out of airplanes or off cliffs. And the whole company was built around video. But really what made the company just really take off was a series of 30-second commercials that we helped them make. And I just want to talk about that because it really – is a valuable lesson. And, GoPro could have been like other big Fortune 500 companies and make, really nice looking brand commercials. But what we did is we interjected a direct response aspect to it. So every 30-second spot, we started off with the GoPro logo. So right away, remember the formula for a speech, tell them what you're going to say. So right away, people knew when they saw a commercial, it was about GoPro. Then it was user-generated footage, that people would send into them. But then we ended each commercial with a call to action that said, go to our website. Someone will win one of everything we make every single day. And that had three great responses. One, people would go to the website and register for the contest, and we would start to build a mailing list or database that we could remarket to. The second thing that happened is people would go to the website and they would see all the other cool videos and they would share them with their friends, and it created a viral effect for the company. And the third, which was more pure direct response, is that people would go to the website and they'd actually purchase cameras, which created a revenue stream, which we could then use to do more advertising. So just a really simple thing that kind of tied together a lot of things that we're talking about today, put into practice with GoPro, and they actually grew from $0 to $1 billion in sales in 8 years. So very successful company and a brand.
What is GoPro's website, if you remember off the top of your head?
It's just GoPro.com. GoPro.com. Yeah, GoPro, GoPro.com.
That's interesting. Thank you. Yeah, because I've seen those videos where they jump out of the airplane and all that, and I never connected the dots. So, it's amazing. I never really thought much about it. Did you, Don?
I do. I own two of them because I used to bring people on these adventures. Yeah, I used to wear one of my climbing helmet and one of their helmet. We capture all the footage. Amazing product.
Yeah, and the secret of that, if you think about it, here's this little company that was making cameras, and they were up against Sony and Panasonic.
We're going to talk a little bit more about GoPro when we come back, ladies and gentlemen.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
We have a book titled The Art of Doing Nothing by Veronica Bien in our guest room by the bed. I'm telling you, this book is an impossible challenge. In the state of Maine, it's said that someone who bottoms chairs for a living is lazy, presumably because one's bottom is perpetually in the chair. To sozzle means to laze around or perform a task in a sloppy way.
The word is mainly found in New England. A quote from 1848 describes the term as used by housekeepers in certain parts of Connecticut to refer to a lazy person. Other words for lazy people are abbey lubbers, scabberlatchers, and slaughter pooches. To me, the ultimate loblolly is someone who is too lazy to even fake like they're working.
It's Martin Day.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. If you go to SpeakersPathway.com, you'll see Dandy Don McGrath. You'll see his picture there. You'll see my picture there. You'll see six executive training directors there. And each and every one of our executive training directors offer a free complimentary gift there. Just go to SpeakersPathway.com. Right there in the middle says complimentary gifts. And Dandy Don, you're also offering people a chance to get on a TEDx stage as far as training in TEDx speaking. Am I right, sir?
Yes. So if you go to speakerspathway.com, you go up to the menu at the top of the page, there's a menu item that says TEDx training. And so you'll download the five simple steps to your kick butt TED Talk. And in that, I share how to find TEDx stages, how to craft the talk. So super, super valuable training. Just go ahead, speakerspathway.com, TED training.
That's really information. I'm going to check into that.
Yeah, sure. We'd be glad to share anything we can with you. And we're visiting with Mr. Rick Cesari, and his website, I'm going to give it again, is RICKCESARI.com. And one of his clients he's working with, we were talking about before the show, they were a small little bitty company called GoPro. And Dandy Don, I know you're a client of them, and they were up against the big boys. We got cut off for commercial, and I'm going to let Mr. Rick pick up there and take the ball and run with it, sir.
Yeah, so we were talking about GoPro and the fact that they were up against gigantic camera companies like Sony and Panasonic and even Kodak at the time, which is no longer in business. But the secret to GoPro, the camera technology was good, but really what Nick Woodman, the founder of the company, did was the actual camera holders that allowed you to basically attach it to your helmet, like Don was mentioning his climbing helmet, or you attached it to a ski pole or the end of a surfboard. And it was the ability of these accessories that allowed you to take the camera and either point it back at yourself to take a picture, because it was right in the middle of the whole selfie boom where people wanted to take pictures and videos of themselves and then the other thing I want to point out, and it's a good thing for any small business, is that and you mentioned this, Don, is that they basically picked a category, which was extreme athletes. And basically, they were the first camera that was designed for outdoor athletes to use. And no other camera company was doing it. So they started off in this small niche. And once they dominated that niche, they were able to expand out. And actually, you know, the different video commercials reflect that we made for them. In the early days, it was the people doing the extreme sports and skydiving and mountain biking. But then afterwards, as we wanted to expand the audience, we started making videos of people, you know, taking videos of their dogs. And there was a famous commercial with a French bulldog walking around on the beach. And then there was also videos of a family using a toboggan to go down the hill. And so it's a really good strategy to start off small, dominate a niche before you expand out and try to be everything to everybody.
That's really something, because their videos really help them build their brand, get brand awareness, and putting together a great product like that, finding that special niche. I mean, that was an uphill battle for them to go against the big guys, you know, in the camera business and video business and all. And I'm just tipping my hat to them. So their website is gopro.com. And the reason I'm giving you free information about that and giving them a free plug is because I like when the little guys take on the big guys and win, because I can relate to that. How about you, Dandy?
Oh, I certainly can. You know, that's what our clients are, the little people, but they're the smaller business owners, and we're helping them to improve their business. So I love that. On the break, I was saying that, you know, GoPro niched it and nailed it. And I know that they nailed it because I'm a client. I used to be a climbing guide for a while, and I use their product, and they really understood the use case. They really understood how to make it easy for me to do what I wanted to do, which was share the cool adventures of myself and my clients.
Yeah, and you think about that story, the thing that comes to my mind, and this is what Rick has been talking about, think about someone that's listening to or watching a video, and the information is what Don has been sharing, what Rick has been sharing, and that's the focus point of, you know, informing the listener, the viewer, of what the great product is all about. Learn from that. Take that same basic principle and make your own video, be your own spokesperson. That's a good example to use, is it not, Rick?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I want to just, again, talk about another client that I'm working with.
Sure.
You know, we talked about George Foreman, and I had made all the original George Foreman infomercials, and then I hadn't worked with George in a long time. And then about actually last August, I got approached by a company called Real Time Pain Relief, and their website is just the first letter, capital R, capital T, capital P, capital R.com. And if any of your listeners are in any kind of pain at all or sore muscles, great product. But anyway, they were looking for a spokesperson, and George's agent called me and said, hey, this company is thinking about doing some video marketing. Can you help them out? And I helped them get George as a spokesperson for their product line, and basically film some commercials, which you're going to start seeing. They're going to start airing nationally next week. And it was just a pleasure to work with George again. He's just kind of a special person. Talk about an authentic person. You know, what you see is what you get when you work with him. And I think that's one of the reasons that he's so successful. But I was talking to you guys a little bit before. I just got back from Orlando interviewing. Again, I was at a trade show, a great place to pick up testimonials, interviewing Jeff Galloway, who's an Olympian. He's written 15 books on training for marathons and considered the top marathon trainer in the country, and interviewed him for the Real Time Pain Relief commercials. And so, again, here's another company that's embracing video and using video to help grow their business.
That's amazing. And for a great product there, you say the website is RTPR?
Yeah, realtimepainrelief.com.
Okay, that will also be in the description, ladies and gentlemen, along with GoPro. We're going to put all the descriptions in there for them. And that, therefore, you see, you can get some benefit from it. And it's really amazing when you think about, you know, George Foreman, in addition to him being a great spokesperson for the Real Time Pain Relief, he also inflicted a little pain on some people, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he sure did. And I have a funny story. When we made the very first George Foreman infomercial, I thought it would be really cool. George had just re-won the heavyweight championship for the second time, and he did it by knocking out Michael Moore. So we were making a half-hour infomercial with him, and I thought it would be really cool to start the video out with him knocking out Michael Moore. So we called up HBO, and we paid him a bunch of money to get 15 seconds of footage, and we started the infomercial out with that footage. And I have to be honest with you, the actual first infomercial we did didn't work very well. And because we really didn't understand who the target audience was for the George Foreman grill, which initially was a lot of stay-at-home moms that wanted a fast, convenient way to cook, but they also don't like boxing. So we went back and re-edited, take the boxing footage out, and then it went on to be one of the most successful commercials of all time.
That's amazing. It really is. That's one of the wonderful things about being your own spokesperson, doing your own videos. If you make us, you know, something that doesn't work, okay, it didn't work. But they made that adjustment there, and it just, oh, I mean, I owned a, I think we either had one, maybe two of the George Foreman grills. I don't remember. We definitely had them, and they were just fantastic. They, most importantly, they delivered exactly what we expected when we got it. That's a yep. nice thing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad I've now, it sounds like both of you guys have been customers for some of the products I've marketed. So I wanted to give you a big thank you for that. And you know, we ended up, I think they sold over 120 million George Foreman grills from when it was introduced to current. So it's probably one of the best selling housewares products of all time. And that's just more of a testament to George and his personality and his ability to be a good spokesperson.
Oh, yeah. He's just, you know, you can't. George is one of those people. I've never met him in person, but seeing him on TV, he's just one of those people who's just likable. He's like Dandy Don. You know, Dandy Don is just a likable guy, right, Dandy?
I people tell me that, but I'm really not sure.
He really is. He really is.
Another Texas guy. His home base is just outside of Houston.
Yeah. And I live up in Brenham, about an hour away probably. But yeah, it's just he's just a wonderful guy. And George Foreman Grill, oh my goodness, it was is a wonderful product. And it's for you to say, you know, thank us for being clients. Well, thank you for being on the show today, because we've really enjoyed it. And the information you've shared with the audience, my goodness, Dandy Don, that is just gold nugget after gold nugget, isn't it?
Fantastic stuff. And there's another lesson in there. Have a great product. Have a great product.
You hit the nail on the head. And, you know, people have asked me, you know, about a lot of the successful campaigns I've done. But if you think about it, I've been very fortunate to work with great products. Sonicare toothbrush, OxiClean, Rug Doctor, George Foreman grill, GoPro cameras. And, you know, it makes a marketer's job much, much easier if you're working with a great product and a great company. You don't have to sell. You just really have to explain the benefits of the product and it'll sell itself.
That's a great thing to remember, because whenever you're starting your business and you're trying to promote your business and all that, ladies and gentlemen, focus on providing a great product, a great service, and everything else will just start taking care of itself, because that's what me and Don always teach people when they're starting their business, isn't it, Don? Dandy, you still there?
Yep, I'm here. You cut out a little bit at the end.
Oh, okay. I was just gonna say that, you know, we're talking to people about just focus on providing a good product and a good service, and everything
provide
else.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
Provide value.
Exactly right. And when you're doing your video, make sure that you come across, you know, authentically and share the good information with them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Hope you have a wonderful week. We'll be here next Friday. Thank you.